the Allatoona Reservoir in the woods near Kennesaw, Georgia, he told me he wanted to talk about how the war had followed him home. But by lunchtime, over cheese enchiladas at the Mi Casa Mexican restaurant in a strip mall 10 miles from the site where in 1864 2,321 soldiers died in a single day at the Battle of Kennesaw Mountain, he told me instead about the thing that had followed him home from the war, the thing in the burning peach trees, the thing in the sandstorms and the dried riverbeds, the thing in the camel spiders that walked in the shadows of soldiers. It followed him across the Atlantic and sat beside him in the jet where he carried Kip Jacoby's body home. It followed him to Florida, where Kip's father wanted an open casket, and Caleb had to bring him to the morgue to convince him otherwise. It followed him back to Georgia and to Missouri, where he was born. Somewhere between Mi Casa and Porthole, because Caleb said these things could transfer, and because these things are not limited to war, I started to wonder if it was following me. Part 1. War Dreams. The way he remembered it, the war was going to save him. There was no war yet, but there was the dream of it anyway.